Proclamation number 7148, dated the June 19th, 1958. The disciples' enlightenment only happened after Jesus' crucifixion. I still have much to say to you, but you cannot comprehend it. How often did I speak these words to my disciples, who were certainly always around me, yet were often unable to understand who was talking to them and the relationship they had with the one who spoke to them. However, they were not yet enlightened by my spirit. They were only able to receive my spirit after I had offered the sacrifice on the cross for the whole of humanity. Prior to this, it would have been completely pointless to initiate my disciples into the most profound wisdom, even though I had done the work of preparing them before. For the work solely consisted of going out into the world to proclaim the gospel of love to people and to inform them of me and my act of salvation, because it was of greatest importance for all people to regard me as their savior from sin and death, the only one who is able to set them free from the night of death. That which my disciples needed to know for this teaching ministry was revealed to them through my spirit, and thus they were able to fulfill this teaching ministry correctly. They were able to provide people with clarification if they requested it, and occasionally were also able to see clearly into the spiritual kingdom. Through their contact with me in the kingdom of light, they were instructed from this realm as well, and so they themselves were brightly enlightened. They recognized me as their God and creator of eternity, as their father who had descended to his children in order to help them in their immense spiritual adversity. But they only gained this absolute realization after the outpouring of the Spirit, after my ascent to heaven. As long as I still lived amongst them, they regarded me as a human being, although the deity within me constantly expressed itself, both verbally as well as through the actions of the man Jesus. It had to be this way. They had to be able to observe my life on earth until my death with complete impartiality, for they, too, were free beings whose thinking, will and actions were not allowed to be determined by any kind of spiritual coercion. Consequently, not everything could be revealed to them before the outpouring of the Spirit, because it would have destroyed them, that is, they would have been unable to deal with it mentally, and neither would they have been able to become suitable messengers for my teaching of love, who are to go as my own among people and were likewise not permitted to provide them with compelling evidence of faith. I knew my disciples, I knew their state of maturity and always gave them what they were capable of understanding. But the realization came to them in a flash when my spirit poured out over these disciples. Every person will be taught in this way if I myself can ignite the light in him, and only then will more profound wisdom, of which he previously had no understanding, be made accessible to him. Nevertheless, you, my disciples of the last days, shall spread the knowledge you receive across the world again, for it can contribute to a person's desire for my spirit. But only then will the knowledge he previously accepted with his intellect make him happy, but first it is to enter his heart in order to come alive, then the light of realization is ignited in him. And therefore you should always proclaim my teaching of love first, for only love enables me to pour out my spirit. Love alone kindles the light, for love itself is the light of eternity, and anyone who lives in this light has truly escaped the darkness. All secrets reveal themselves to him, for I manifest myself and he will be blissfully happy. Amen.